Jeremiah chapter 52. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Hamutal, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. He did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, just as Jehoiakim had done. These things happened because of the anger of the Lord against Jerusalem and Judah, until he deported them out of his presence. Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon. In the 10th day of the 10th month of the 9th year of his reign, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came with his entire army against Jerusalem. They camped against it and built siege ramps all around it. So the city was under siege to the 11th year of King Zedekiah. In the 9th day of the 4th month, the famine was so severe in the city, so that there was no food for the people of the land. Then a breach was made in the city wall, and all the warriors fled. They went out of the city by night, by the way of the gate between the two walls, which was by the king's garden. Now the Chaldeans had the city surrounded, nevertheless they escaped toward the Arava. But the army of the Chaldeans pursued the king and overtook Zedekiah in the plains of Jericho, all his army scattered, deserting him. Then they took the king and carried him up to the king of Babylon at Riblah in the land of Hamath, where he rendered judgment on him. The king of Babylon executed the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes. He also killed the officials of Judah in Riblah. Then he put out Zedekiah's eyes, and the king of Babylon bound him in bronze chains and brought him to Babylon and put him in prison until the day of his death. Now in the 10th day of the 5th month of the 19th year of King Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, an official of the king of Babylon, came into Jerusalem. He burned the temple of the Lord, the king's palace, and all the houses of Jerusalem. Every great house he burned down. Then all the army of the Chaldeans, who were with the captain of the guard, broke down all the walls surrounding Jerusalem. Then Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, deported some of the poorest of the people. The rest of the people who were left in the city, and traders who deserted to the king of Babylon, along with the rest of the craftsmen. But Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, left some of the poorest of the land to be vine dressers and farmers. The pillars of bronze that were in the house of the Lord, the bases and the bronze sea that were in the house of the Lord, the Chaldeans broke into pieces and carried off all the bronze to Babylon. They also took the pots, shovels, lamp snuffers, basins and the ladles, and all the vessels of bronze that were used by the priest in the temple service. The captain of the guard also took away all the cups, firepans, basins, pots, lampstands, ladles, and cups, and any other things made of gold or silver. The two pillars, the one sea, with the 12 bronze oxen supporting it, and the carts that King Solomon had made for the house of the Lord, the bronze of all these items was beyond weighing. Each pillar was 27 feet tall and 27 feet around. They were hollow with walls 3 inches thick. A capital of bronze on the top of it was 7.5 feet tall, with latticework and pomegranate ornamentation around the capital, all in bronze. The second pillar was also the same with similar decorative pomegranates. There were 96 pomegranates on the sides, and there were 100 pomegranates on the lattice work. The captain of the guard took Seraiah, the chief priest, and Zephaniah, the second-ranking priest, and the three doorkeepers. From the city he took an officer who was over the soldiers, and 7 men who were the king's advisers, who were found in the city. The secretary of the commander-in-chief, who mustered the people of the land, and 60 men of the people of the land, who were found inside the city. Then Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, took them and brought them to the king of Babylon at Riblah. The king of Babylon struck them down and put them to death at Riblah in the land of Hamath. So Judah was deported into exile out of his land. These are the people whom Nebuchadnezzar deported into exile. In the 7th year of his reign, there were 3,023 Jews. In the 18th year, Nebuchadnezzar deported into exile 832 people from Jerusalem. In the 23rd year of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuzaradan, the commander of the guard, deported into exile 745 Jews. All total, there were 4,600 captives. In the 37th year of the exile of King Jehoiachin of Judah, on the 25th day of the 12th month, that evil Merodach, king of Babylon, in the first year of his reign, graciously released King Jehoiachin of Judah and brought him out of prison. He spoke kindly to him and set his throne higher than the throne of the other kings who were with him in Babylon. He took off his prison clothes, and he regularly ate food at the king's table all the days of his life. For his allowance, there was a daily allowance given to him by the king of Babylon as long as he lived until the day of his death. Jeremiah chapter 52.